Oma Ganadhimanandasya Gananjana Slakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Now is the time for reading the Sankirtan results, the results of the book distribution marathon, and at the same time offering some prayers or some praise to the devotees who participated in the marathon, not only by distributing books, but also by assisting in different types of services. One thing we should try to remember is that each book represents a living entity. It doesn't represent simply our own glorification. Just like sometimes hunters go out and they try to shoot some rhinoceros, and if they can shoot it, and they bring it back and everyone looks at it and goes, wow, that's far out. But actually in our instance, the results represent a spiritual soul just like ourselves, atmavat sarabhuteshu, as Chanaka Pandit says, matrivat paradareshu na matrivat paradareshu na lostra na lostravat, other people's property, just like lostravat paradvareshu lostravat atmavat sarabhuteshu yak pashyati sapanditaha. So one can, and a learned person, he sees matrivat paradvareshu, every lady except for his own wife, to be just like his mother. And he sees lostravat, other people's property, just like garbage in the street. Paradvareshu lostravat. And atmavat sarabhuteshu, all living entities to be just like his own self. So if we think that this devotee, he only distributed 100 books. He only saved 100 souls. He didn't do very much. It'd be quite a misunderstanding of what we're trying to accomplish. We should also appreciate that ultimately all the results go to Krishna. That the purpose of whatever we're doing is to please Krishna, and Krishna is pleased by the sincerity of our effort more than simply the results, because he himself is the doer of everything. Without his desire, none of us could do anything, what to speak of accomplish anything. So these are all glorifications of Srila Prabhupada, the disciple succession, the devotees who participate. Everyone is benefited by not only this meeting, which is hopefully meant to enthuse us to do more, not that we saved, 4,000 conditioned souls and our job is done and we can take a vacation till next year. But it's meant to enthuse us so that we can become more serious about trying to advance in Krishna consciousness ourselves and give that opportunity to other spiritual beings to also engage in Krishna's service and make their lives meaningful. So hopefully we can take it in the spirit that whatever results are there, everyone can share in the credit and ultimately give the credit to all the devotees and appreciate how this Krishna consciousness movement is advancing. And by the advancement that everyone has benefited, it is not that if someone goes back to Godhead before we do, then they're going to take our place in the spiritual world. But this person who's going back, there's only 3 positions in the spiritual world this year. And if he goes back, then I'm going to be left out. I'm going to get to the door and they're going to say, there'll be a big sign, no vacancy. Come back next lifetime. Now the spiritual world's big enough for everyone. Everyone can fit in. Even if we eat a lot of prasadam, we can still fit in there. So there's no... On the other hand, by devotees making advancement, by this Krishna consciousness moving, advancing, then it simply helps increase our opportunities to go back to the spiritual world, to make our own lives glorified and successful. The more this Krishna consciousness movement spreads, then the more the atmosphere will become spiritualized, and the more it will be conducive for our own and other people's spiritual advancement. So all these results are very auspicious, and at the same time, as I mentioned this morning, that without the assistance of the other devotees, there wouldn't be any results. If no one cooked prasadam, if no one cleaned the temple, if no one did the laundry, if no one appreciated what the devotees were doing, if the devotees came back every day and everyone was saying, oh, what did you do? You went on Sankirtan. Oh, that's terrible. Going out there and doing this Vaishya activity. So if there wasn't appreciation from the other devotees, if there wasn't all these facilities, then we should say, because there is devotees who give encouragement, devotees who do practical services like cooking and cleaning, therefore the devotees are inspired to perform this service and do in the association of other devotees who are performing the same service, they also become inspired. If one tries to go out by himself without association of other devotees, without hearing from other devotees, without learning from them, it would be very difficult to actually become more expert in that particular service. So there are so many innumerable factors that go into the Sankirtan marathon, but as Srila Hari Keshmaraj once said, all the devotees should take encouragement, that it doesn't really matter that where you, some devotee is asking about some his place on the list, and he said it doesn't really matter where you are on the list, what's important is that you're on the list. So hopefully this will encourage us not to think, well, I didn't win this year, so my life was unsuccessful. Or I came in 30th, I don't know why I even bothered participating in the race. It's embarrassing. So one should not take it in that spirit, but one should take it in the spirit that somehow or another Krishna allowed me to participate this much, and that if I was sincere, then Krishna will allow me to participate so much more in the future. So in that regard, we should hear the results and try to appreciate them the best we can. And this way, for the next 2.5 hours, we'll feel enlivened. So, thank you. I think, what is the program now?